dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And speaking of witness, God has a witness in the earth that he's God. And we just read yesterday that that witness is the Jewish people. When Disraeli was the prime minister of England, Queen Victoria said to him, "Disraeli, give me one word that proves there is a God." And he said, "The Jew." The Jew is a proof that he is God, the Jewish nation, that he is God. And so when people are so against the Jews and they hate the Jews, they're against God. And when you see the nations burning the Israeli flag and martyring them, killing themselves to kill Jews, they are actually an enemy of God. You could read that really easily in the 83rd chapter of Psalms. But I wanted to talk about this people being his witness. God said in Isaiah chapter 44, "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen." When he starts out a chapter talking about Jacob and Israel, he's not talking about the church. He's talking about Jacob, the flesh Jews, and Israel. And he promises them that he's going to pour water upon them. He's going to pour out his spirit upon them. In verse 3, "I will pour out my spirit upon your seed and my blessing upon your offspring." And in verse 6, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no other. And who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them." King James calls them the ancient people. It says Olam in the Hebrew, kind of like the everlasting people. Bullinger in the Companion Bible says this should read the everlasting nation. "Since I appointed the everlasting nation." It'll be there forever, folks, whether you like it or whether you don't. It is written in the 31st chapter, it's 31st chapter of Jeremiah, that as long as there's a sun in the sky and a moon and stars, there will be a nation before God, the nation of Israel. Here in this verse, it calls them the everlasting nation. King James says ancient people, but it's clearly the everlasting nation. The nation of Israel, Bullinger writes in the Companion Bible's notes, "The nation of Israel is everlasting like the covenant." The nation of Israel is everlasting like the covenant. "The nations which oppressed Israel have passed away and shall pass away. But Israel remains, and when restored, will remain forever." That's a note in the Bullinger Bible on this. The ancient people, the everlasting nation, he appointed them. And God appointed the things that are coming, the near future, and the things that shall come, the distant future, let them show unto them. This ancient people that God appointed, this everlasting nation, they are, if you watch them, you're going to see what God has appointed. If you want to see, Jesus said it. If you want to know what's going to happen, and you want to see the signs, Luke 21, you watch the fig tree. You watch the eternal nation. And that nation will show you the things that are coming, the near future. It will show you the things that shall come, they're going to show it. And so right now we're seeing this battle going on because Psalm chapter 83, the nations hate God, the nations that are so against them. And God says, we're going back to Isaiah 44:8, "Fear not, neither be afraid," he says to Jacob, "for I have told thee from that time and have declared it, you are my witnesses." They're his witnesses. And so right now, his witnesses are showing forth to the whole earth. He has brought them back home, and they are showing forth that some nations that are against them are also against God. They're God's enemies. You read Psalm 83 for yourself, and it will show you a confederacy of nations that hate God and that hate Israel. And so we're seeing, like in the, I've been watching a long time this European Union thing, and knowing, I believe, that the Antichrist will operate off the platform of the European Union. And here they are, just rising up. And, that magazine that I told you about, that Newsweek magazine, August 8th, why the Jews are having to leave again. You see, it's not really anti-Semitism. It's Jew hatred, and it's God hatred. Actually, the Arabs are a Semitic people. They come from the line of Shem. But it's a Jew hatred. Why? Because God chose them. You're chosen. You're the chosen nation. You're the eternal nation, and you're my witnesses. They hate God. Now, they might have another God they don't hate, but they hate Jehovah God. Now, as we read on about this great nation that God has called, we see in chapter 62, this is the Messiah talking. "For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof shall go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a torch that burns." Speaking of Jerusalem, God says in verse 6, Isaiah 62:6, and that's where we get our moral clarity. That's where we know what to do. We see in the Word what to do, so we do it. God says, "I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence." Actually, that says in the Hebrew, you who are the Lord's remembrancers, you're putting forth the word. It's not that he forgot. It's just that you put forth that word that he says. You keep saying it over and over. "You who are the Lord's remembrancers, keep not silence and give him no rest," it says in verse 7, "give him no silence until he establish and until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength." He's going to make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. It's going to be a city that rises up. It's going to be a hill that rises up above the other mountains. It's going to be in the millennial reign. Such a marvelous, wonderful, glorious things are going to take place upon this earth. I really do like Ezekiel chapter 40. And from Ezekiel chapter 40, it starts talking about the millennial temple and what it shall be like. And then it tells about the Jews coming back home in chapter 47. It talks about the water coming out from the underneath the door of the millennial temple, not the temple that they had before, but a new temple. I'm not even so sure this is the third temple. This could be the fourth temple. It's the temple that the Lord builds. And it's going to be a marvelous place. And the land is going to be divided up between the tribes of Israel. The land of Israel. It doesn't belong to us. I'm from heavenly Jerusalem. I belong in heavenly Jerusalem. I'm a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem right now. I'm going to have a body like the Lord Jesus Christ. But here on the earth, there are still going to be the sheep nations, and there's still going to be the Jews. Now, if a Jew gets born again, he's like Paul and Peter and all of them. He's born again. He's a new creation. But the Jews that are on this earth, and they see their Messiah come down and put his feet on the Mount of Olives, to them, the land will be divided by lot, It is said here in Ezekiel chapter 48, 29, "This is the land which you shall divide by lot unto the tribes of Israel for inheritance, and these are their portions, saith the Lord God." And then he describes the city, the city of Jerusalem, and what size it shall be and how big it shall be. And then he says in the last verse of the last chapter of Ezekiel 48, he's describing the size of the city and the gates. And it says at the end of the verse, "And the name of the city from that day shall be," here it is in English, "The Lord is there." But you know what that is in Hebrew? Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Jehovah is there. And that great earthly city right now, oh, there's a battle on over it. That's what's happening over in Israel right now. There is a battle over that city. And just like God prophesied in Zechariah 12 and in Zechariah 14, he's coming. He's putting his feet down. There will be an earthly kingdom right here upon this earth. And there will be a glorious thing that will happen. It is written that the other nations of the earth, because they got in on a works judgment. The 25th chapter of Matthew tells us that they were gathered together when the Lord came back with all of his angels. The nations were gathered before him, and he decided which would be sheep nations and go into the millennium and which would be goat nations. And then it describes in Zechariah how they'll come up once a year, those nations, and they'll learn about the Lord from Jerusalem. Great things are about to happen. We are living in a time of an age change, and all these troubles in the world are propelling us. They're going forward into this great, these last day happenings. Now, you want to be sure you're on the Lord's side. How do you know you're on the Lord's side? The book. I have a couple of little books you could order from us. We'll send them to you for $2 each. One of them is God's Promises to Israel for the Land. And the other one is Nations Are Judged for How They Treat Israel. Just little pocket-sized books. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And order the radio offer of those two little scripture books on Israel. Just $2 each. And we invite you also to go on billybrim.org. And be sure to watch the August 20th prayer meeting, the webcast that's archived. You'll be blessed if you do. And now, this is Billy Brim saying, find you a good place to worship this weekend. Worship the Lord your God. Thank him for all the coming things that he's told us about in his book. He is the real God, and he told us what to watch. He told us what's coming. And folks, it's all good. And I say, like the last of Revelation, come, Lord Jesus. Shalom, shalom.